Some Jewish Americans want to reclaim the German citizenship that was taken from their ancestors during the Holocaust. They say it's because of what's happening in the U.S. right now. Reports of anti-Semitic incidents in this country are up 86% so far this year. That number is from the Anti-Defamation League. From member station WBUR, Shannon Dooling brings us to a naturalization ceremony in Boston.
I'm Larry Klein. My parents were German refugees from Nazi Germany.
59-year-old Larry Klein of Newton, Massachusetts, says his mother and father fled to the U.S. His paternal grandparents were killed in Germany during the Holocaust. His family's relationship with its German heritage has always been complicated.
Going to Germany was anathema. Right. There's no way we'd ever visit Germany, and my grandmother wanted to teach us German as children, and my parents said no.
But Klein will visit Germany. He'll do so as a dual German citizen, after taking part in a ceremony at the German consulate in Boston. A law enshrined in Germany's constitution after World War II restores citizenship illegally deprived to German Jews under Nazi rule. For many of those in the room, there's both a practical and symbolic motivation for restoring their German citizenship. For Klein and his wife, it means easier travel around Europe. And it's also a sort of plan B, something to keep in his back pocket amidst what he calls a disturbing tone here in the U.S.
A country like Germany, which, you know, has this history that obviously my family is well aware of, espouses the beliefs and philosophy that actually is the way I'd like a country to behave. So things come around in very interesting ways.
Klein's been thinking about starting the process for some time, but it wasn't until the November presidential election that he picked up the phone.
And so I called the consulate and she said, yes, we have a program for that and here's how you do it. And oh, by the way, you might imagine we've been very busy this week.
We have seen a considerable increase in applications since, well, the autumn or the end of last year.
That's Ralph Horlemann, the Consul General of Germany in Boston. He says in the first quarter of 2016, 13 Jewish Americans reclaimed their German citizenship in Boston. That number nearly quadrupled to 49 the first quarter of 2017. The numbers have increased so much at the Boston consulate that instead of individuals just picking up their paperwork at the office, there are now regular naturalization ceremonies. And so it is that 9 Americans of Jewish heritage are gathered in a consulate meeting room. Miniature flags representing Germany, the European Union, and the U.S. decorate the room, and champagne is chilling in the corner. Horlemann addresses the group.
For some of you, it may not have been an easy decision, given the reason why your families lost it in the first place, and also the legacy of the Holocaust.
The decision to reclaim German citizenship was years in the making for many at the ceremony. Linda Heumann of Providence, Rhode Island, says her great-grandparents died in concentration camps. Her grandparents, dad and aunt, were all Holocaust refugees. Throughout the citizenship process, she learned more about ancestors she never had the opportunity to meet.
I brought a picture with me today of my great-grandfather, and I thought, you know, the family lost everything when they left. They had stores and I feel like today a like tiny piece of everything they lost is being restored.
Heumann says she noticed a shift in the political climate after the presidential election. That's what ultimately motivated her to pursue dual citizenship. And she now plans to visit Germany for a few months and to visit the place her family called home for generations. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Dooling in Boston.